Greetings in Jesus' name. It's been good to be here. For devotional meditation this morning, I'd like to think a little bit about the compassion of Christ and appreciated what the thoughts that were shared this morning in the devotional. And I think that was something that those of us that knew Martha, she was always concerned about other people and what they were going through, even when she was struggling with physical issues. And it was a blessing. When we think of compassion, I recently read a story, and I wish I'd went back and I'm not good at remembering names, but some of you probably have read this, a man that went to Somalia in the early 90s, and it was right after the wars over there and the devastation, and there was a lot of landmines. It was very dangerous to walk through the cities, to walk anywhere. There was mines everywhere, and these things would blow up and just tear the people up that stepped on them. But he caught a ride over on a Red Cross plane, got dropped off there and found himself in this country. He had a family here, but I don't know all the details that got him there, but he got over there, and he was wandering around this town, and these mines were a little, the way I understood them, about this tall, about that big around. They had a little button on the top, and if that button got pushed, they would blow up. But he was walking down the street, and he saw this little child carrying this mine around, and he was playing. He was looking at it, holding it. He was playing with that button. And he said what went through him was to run because, you know, get out of the way. But he said he knew he couldn't do that. And he said he turned and ran towards that child. And he knew that what if the child in fear would punch that thing as he got there. But he kind of came up beside him, jerked it out of his hands, and realized the thing was empty. And the child still probably in shock over the jerk out of his hands that day and wondered what that stranger was doing. But it was an act of compassion. And I'd like to think a little bit this morning about the compassion of Jesus. In Matthew, we're told on three different occasions that Jesus was moved with compassion on the multitude. His whole life was a manifestation of compassion. He was moved at the sight of sorrow, misery. John 6:34 says, "Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day." So I think here we have the true reflection of the compassionate God, of the Father, and of the Father, you know, the one that was moved with compassion at the prodigal son. Like the prodigal son, the Father there waiting, watching, anxiously, praying for his safe return. Jesus said there, "I didn't come to do my will, but the will of him that sent me." The very heart of God's will is that sinners could find that redemption, that could be given eternal life. You know, the prodigal's brother didn't share his compassion, his father's compassion. You know, he said, "My brother went down those dangerous trails." He didn't heed the warnings. He put other people in danger. He put our reputation on the line. Now you're killed the fatted calf. You're treating him like family. Look at what I've done. You know, I've listened. I've heeded your warnings. I've followed all the rules. What have you done for me? You know, when did you kill the fatted calf for me? In Jesus' personal life and all his interactions, he proved that the loving will of his Father to save sinners was also his own will. He not only proved this by his willingness to go to the cross, but just as much by his compassion that he took on those that were needy, wretched. And the tenderness, we see the tenderness of his interaction with them. In Matthew 15:32, I'm going to read a couple of verses here from different places. It says, and Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now these 3 days and have nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting lest they faint in the way. So compassion on a physical need. Matthew 18:33, shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? So reprimanding the man that took his fellow by the throat and said, pay me this little bit, after he had been forgiven something he could have never paid. John 11:35, Jesus wept. His care and compassion in that situation. Lazarus had died. Luke 7:13, and when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. Matthew 14:14, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. You know, we profess to be Christian. If we're little Christ, aren't we to imitate Christ? That's what that stands for. That's what Christian stands for. Should we not also share the compassion that Jesus had to point others to Christ? You know, the story is told of a high-level official from another country that it sent his son to the United States to a Christian college. And this college said there was a lot of excitement about this student coming. They were talking about it, wondering who'd have the opportunity to share the gospel with him and help him to possibly come to a saving knowledge of Christ. Would it be the senior class president, the star athlete, the campus chaplain? Well, they said this young man did come to Christ. And everyone was surprised to learn the identity of the person God used as his messenger. Tom was just an average guy, one you wouldn't pick out in a crowd as someone with unusual skills or witnessing abilities. And later when he was asked, how did this happen? How did you lead this man to Christ? He said, I simply built a bridge between my heart and his heart. And then Jesus walked across it. You know, I think the challenge to us is, are we building bridges or are we tearing them down? What do people see in us? A love for our brothers, compassionate attitude, a positive attitude, a pursuit for purity, speech that builds up instead of tearing down, work ethics that are above reproach, love for the brotherhood and for spreading the gospel. It was the compassionate sympathy of Jesus that attracted so many to him when he walked this earth. That compassionate tenderness will still, more than anything else, draw souls to Christ. You know, we who owe everything to his compassion, who profess ourselves his followers, who walk in his footsteps and bear his image, you know, isn't it a challenge to us to exhibit his compassion to the world? Let's kneel together for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, as we come before thee again this morning, we thank you again for your many blessings to us. We thank you for your love to us. We thank you for your word, the words that we've heard. We just pray that you might help us to seek to emulate you, to be more like you. We just pray that you might continue to be with us here this morning. We just want to commit this service to you. Pray for Brother Merle as he shares your words with us. Lord, just open our hearts for what you have for us and give him words to speak. And we just want to look to you for continued direction. We pray for those today that are maybe gathered together in fear of of authorities and being molested. We just pray your protection over them. Those in war-torn countries and different places, we just pray a blessing and protection over them. We just pray that you might just continue to be with us here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.